order after a brief recess to check with our legal counsel, look over the rules, and the motion on the floor with the second is Congresswoman Edwards is requesting to extend her debate. That is a rule suspension, so there is no discussion. Roll call, please.
Do I need to withdraw my motion and restate it?
Is that of order?
Okay, yes. Go ahead, and that would probably be better. Go ahead and restate, please.
So my motion is to suspend the rule and not to limit pay.
Say that again?
So I can't remember what you told me, what motion you liked the best, so I need help.
Well, there's not one I like best. But
I thought I was
stating what was given to us by legal counsel.
I move to extend the sponsor's time in this case by 5 minutes.
Okay, so that is a rule suspension, and you have asked to extend for 5 minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
The motion was made and seconded.
Point of order.
Congressman Walker.
Is this an amendment to the original motion?
She's withdrawn.
She's withdrawn
the
original motion.
She withdrew and restated. So this is the motion. It has a second. There is no debate. Roll call, please.
Congressman Hamilton.
No.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
No.
Congressman Shaw.
No.
Congressman Superman.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bufflehead.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes. The motion fails.
So I have another motion. Without objection, I move to withdraw this bill because it's clear I have done a bad job of helping my colleagues understand what this bill is about or what the original jurisdiction of the law means. So I would like to withdraw this bill with my apologies that I have not been able to make my colleagues fully aware of the impact of this bill.
Are you finished with a motion? There is a motion on the floor. Is there a second to withdraw?
Second. Second.
Sure. Motion is made and seconded.
Well, if there's a second, can we have a discussion? Is it going to be
not. There is debate. Discussion. Congresswoman Bufflehead had her hand up asking if there was discussion.
So I just asked the sponsor if it would go back to committee, and she said no, she would refile.
Okay, Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, in the course of debate, I heard that the bill came out of committee with a do not pass. I believe that's incorrect. So,
no recommendation.
That's right. I talked about fake news, and so I've got to deal with that. I got in debate that this is limiting the jurisdiction of the Osage Nation Court. No, it's a law that gave the Osage Nation Supreme Court original jurisdiction to respond to questions asked by the two parties, and I think the law needs to give them more guidance on how they're going to do that, because we've got some problems in the way it's being done now, but somebody thinks that I was trying to limit the jurisdiction of the Supreme Court. I'm not. It's a law that gives them that jurisdiction anyway. I've got someone that thinks that the Supreme Court should be able to expand and answer whatever questions it thinks that is on its mind when somebody files a case. That goes against everything I can even imagine as part of the duties of the judicial branch of our government. There has to be a case and a controversy. They don't make up controversies, so I've done a bad job there. Somebody thinks this is in response to the Supreme Court opinions. No, it has, it's not, other than I noticed that we had briefing inequities. And I wanted the briefing to be fair so that people won't say our Supreme Court is fundamentally unfair. So we need to correct that. So I think it needs to go back to committee and we need to fix some of these issues. Because right now I've got a group of people that are afraid to make law better for fear that a Supreme Court might take offense and it would be reflected in their opinions. And I don't want that to be the sentiment of our nation.
Congressman Walker.
Well, that was pretty tricky. Well, I can promise you that I'm not afraid to vote no on this. Fear has nothing to do with my future no vote, either now or in the future. And I have a point of order. We're in debate right before a vote at that. I guess that's in order to withdraw your bill?
Yes, you can withdraw.
Because we haven't started the vote.
We did check. But you can only withdraw it at this point. The only time it would be in order to do a motion to commit, which is why she can't return it to committee, is when it's on general order. So it's to the point where the only option is vote for withdrawal, or to withdraw.
Okay, well, I hope we all learned something today.
Any more discussion on the motion to withdraw? Roll call.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Supernov?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethelhead?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
No.
Next bill is ONCA 17-106, an act to ratify the passage of legislation previously passed by the Osage Nation Congress with less than a concurrence of a majority of the entire membership of the Osage Nation Congress and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Edwards is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
All questions.
Okay. Congressman Shaw.
You know, when I first started thinking about the effects of changing our rules and our interpretation of the Constitution with regard to the number of votes required to pass a bill, I kept thinking about what the additional consequences that there would be, other than to just going forward, because we knew that there were bills passed with less than the majority of the entire membership of Congress. You know, what do we do with those? Could those be challenged if this is a change in interpretation for this Congress? And I commend my colleague, Congresswoman Edwards, for taking the high road and bringing those to our attention so we have the opportunity to consider ratifying that passed legislation. So we've done everything we can to do to try to set this in order with this reset of our interpretation of the bills required to pass a bill. And so, I've supported the change in our language and our rules and our interpretation. I support this bill for trying to make every effort to set things right as we go forward. And I recommend that you vote yes for this bill.
Thank you, Congressman. Congresswoman Buffalohead.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress. I was a yes vote for that change. Having even set out the first, second, and third day of session, having to take care of family obligations with the passing of my father-in-law and a sick aunt. And it was really difficult for me to come in for missing 2 days and dealing with very emotional times in my family and have to vote on what we voted on. But my colleagues were there because they had been discussing it for 2 days. Meanwhile, I was receiving texts, emails, and calls where I had limited service trying to catch up. And it wouldn't have mattered whether I would have voted yes or no on the question that we had before us, because what we have before us is now a piece of legislation that correlates to what we discussed and voted on last week, and the majority of Congress spoke. So I am hopeful that everyone will vote yes for this, and we will stand together that the majority of Congress spoke. We haven't decided on how many votes it's going to take to pass legislation, and this fixes and ratifies what we worked on in the past that doesn't match up with what we voted on last week, if that makes any sort of sense to the public. I know that it makes sense to us, but this was a complex issue for a lot of people. They didn't understand what we were voting on and debating last week when they listened or when they heard about it. So I would encourage everyone to vote yes, and for us to stand together. A majority of Congress spoke last week. We figured it out and made a decision, and this goes with part of that decision. Thank you.
Congressman, would anyone else like to speak for or against this bill? Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Congress, Assistant Chief. I hope everybody will support this, because we all know the controversy that's going on with our voting process here. And if there's any way that we can get it to be more consistent, that's our job to do it for this Congress and all the Congresses of the future, so they will not have to address this same voting issue going into the future. So I don't know if this is the perfect cure, but it is a cure, and I urge your support for this.
Thank you, Congressman. Anyone else? Seeing none, Congresswoman Edwards, you have the floor.
So, the issue came up in one of the recent sessions that there was a 6-5 vote and the legislation failed. Over the past 12 years, there's been a 6-5 vote on rare occasions, and the legislation was deemed by the clerk of our Congress to have passed. So we have competing views from parliamentarians. And when you went back and when we all went back and looked at the Constitution, it was not entirely clear from the sentence that we looked at what was meant with respect to the passage of bills. So we delved deeper into it. We actually were kind of doing Supreme Court work, if you will, and trying to figure out what was intended by the phrase with respect to the passage of bills. We have spoken as a body, the legislature, by saying internally in our rules that it's going to take a majority of the members of Congress as a whole to pass a bill. Now, we knew that there were several bills outstanding that had probably passed by a 6-5, but we started talking further and realizing, well, wait a minute, if it wasn't the case that a majority of all the members of Congress were required to pass bills, we could end up in a situation where 8 members were present, there was a 4-4 tie, the assistant principal chief could break the tie, and acting as principal chief, as the assistant principal chief is doing today, he could sign a bill, and that would be 5 people out of our whole elected body that could do some real, and I hate to say this, damage to our institutions. So, to correct this, I went back and looked to see how many times we had happy, how many pieces of legislation this would impact. ONCA 0746, an act to provide an appropriation for construction or restoration of Native American churches. ONCA 1057, an act to appropriate money for a litigation fund. ONCA 1060, an act to provide a modification to the Hominy Village for construction of a funeral chapel. ONCA 1090, an act to establish the Cultural Preservation Arts Heritage and Language Division in the Executive Branch, to authorize organization of personnel, and to require annual reporting by that branch. ONCA 1182, an act to remove the management authority of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board. ONCA 1353, an act to amend the Osage Nation Ethics Law to require ethics complaints against the member of Congress to be filed with the Attorney General. And that's an important one. ONCA 1573, an act to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Division of Education and Early Childhood Services. ONCA 16122, an act to appropriate $20,000 to CASA. And ONCA 1701, an act to restate with amendments the leasing procedures for business, economic development, and public purposes on Osage Nation restricted and trust lands. In all the 11 years that we've been here, that's how many bills were impacted. This bill ratifies the passage of those bills, pushes a restart, and guess what? This is probably a good issue to go to the Supreme Court. This bill passes, and it's vetoed, and it's overridden. We'll have a case in controversy to go to the Supreme Court. And guess what else? We get two bites of the apple if we take it. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. The question is, shall ONC 17106 pass? Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernov.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethlehead.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes.
ONCA 17106 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 17106 is advanced to enrollment. Next on the agenda is a report from OFTR, and without objection, we have communicated with Ms. Buchanan, and because we have an IFS meeting for appropriations, which takes precedence at this time, we do need to move on to that. So without objection, we will not hear the report from OFPR today. But thank you for being prepared, Ms. Buchanan, and for bearing with us. I appreciate it. Motions and notices. Congressman Walker.
I make a motion to reassert the motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 1743 on first reading on today's agenda.
Second. There's a motion and a second. Rule suspension, no discussion. I would place ONCR 1743 on first reading on today's agenda. All those in favor, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'd like to read in resolution number ONCR 1743, a resolution to revise the fiscal year 2018 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation.
Thank you. ONCR 1743 is assigned to appropriations. Back to motions and notices, or any other motions or notices? Congressman Walker.
Governmental Operations Committee meets today from 1 to 3.
Thank you.
Congressman Supranaut.
Thomas needs to vote from 3 to 5. We have on the agenda the annual plan giving with executive session.
Thank you. If there's nothing else, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Till 10 a.m.
Okay. There's a motion to with adjourn. You can have a discussion as long as it's related to adjourning.
It is. After adjournment, we're going to meet IFS and appropriations.
Okay. All right. All those in favor of the adjournment signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. We adjourn until tomorrow at 10 a.m.
I see my folks are up first.
Your folks are up first.
We have a conference call.
Shannon, we're in the